Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Learn how to apply for agricultural loans on today's program. And later, or Jamaican saying of the day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
I remember when I didn't like school and Mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. Since Mommy and Daddy bought me a tablet, I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, Daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely.
The Agriculture Ministry is urging farmers to seek guidance when trying to access loans from financial institutions. Farmers are encouraged to take the requisite steps to adequately prepare themselves for this type of investment. The National People's Cooperative Bank, NPCB, is a financial institution that can assist agricultural enterprises to expand their operations. The loans are issued to small and medium enterprises for agriculture, agro-industry, manufacturing, hotel and attractions, and services. Farmers who apply for these loans must be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. Agricultural loans may be used to purchase inventory such as livestock, machinery or plants, expand the business, or for energy conservation ventures. Financing, however, is not available for purchasing of land or business acquisition. The loan interest is calculated at 7.875% per annum on the reducing balance with up to 7 years for repayment. To obtain a loan, applicants are required to provide any of the following as collateral: registered titles, common law titles, certificate of compliance, bill of sale for motor vehicle or equipment, hypothecation of savings, and insurance policies. In addition to the submission of any of these securities, farmers will be asked to provide 30% equity, such as labor, material, or cash, to assist in financing the loan requested. The NPCB will finance the remaining 70%. The financial institution also requires farmers to provide a development plan, a marketing contract, a valuation report of land or buildings, and a business plan. If you need assistance to write your business plan, you can call the RADA office in your parish. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Ano siyem daily dropping a water it rotten. Translation: it is not usually the same day that a leaf falls into water that it will rot. And this means things can deteriorate gradually and imperceptibly. Therefore, it is foolhardy to be complacent and take things or people for granted.
High schoolers, are you the champion we're looking for? Enter the GIS poster competition and find out. Create an 11x17-inch poster based on the theme Jamaica's Rich Sporting Heritage. Participants may submit entries for either the illustrated or digital categories. Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, visit gis.gov.jm, call 926-35904, extension 2137, or send an email to heritageposter@gis.gov.jm. Calling all government pensioners in Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Catherine. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, October 28, the AGD will be at the Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines, at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF and stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum, Friday, October 28, Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines, at 10 a.m.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.